Ian grows more powerful in the Central Caribbean. Ian is expected to be a major hurricane, could be a Cat 3 storm by the time it arrives in Florida next week. It's been more of threatening rhetoric from communist China, which is again talking tough about Taiwan. Speaking at the UN General Assembly, China's foreign minister warns that anyone who interferes with reunification will, as he puts it, be crushed by the wheels of history. There have been more anti-war demonstrations and more arrests across Russia. This is SRN News.
Hi, I'm Jackie Dorman. Are you longing to find your soulmate, but you're tired of online dating, singles ministries, blind dates, or even being set up on bad dates by well-meaning family and friends? If none of that's worked for you and you have no idea how to meet marriage-minded men or even truly Christian men who will seek you out for a lasting committed relationship without the head games, then I invite you to join me in my free Married in 12 Months challenge. Look, there's nothing good or sacred or even noble about sitting in the waiting room. So in this challenge, I'm going to teach you why now is your time to find love. What are the lies that are holding you back? Why God wants you married? The biblical law of attraction and the tools you need to become a bride. Don't wait any longer. Just sign up for my free Married in 12 Months challenge today at lovestories.com and you can step into the love story that God has already written about you. That's lovestories.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Schools are back in session and real estate school is about to start. If you have thought about getting a real estate license or if you just want information before you buy a home or buy a rental home for the first time, now is your time. Our classes are just one night per week on Thursday nights from 6 to 9. Learn about the ins and outs of buying or selling real estate, how to find the right home, price it right for the market, understand the different forms of financing, homes and closing costs to sell them, increasing your portfolio or someone else's, and be able to guide buyers and sellers along the straight path to a successful closing. Be your own boss, set your own hours, increase your retirement accounts, meet wonderful new people, and know how much your actions and advice helped other people to achieve their goals. Sign up now, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or visit thegoodsongroup.com. That's 551-0225.
Ready to get out and have a great time with friends? Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive is Montgomery's favorite bar. Come see their new look and enjoy the non-smoking Rick and Moe's. You'll always find your favorite football games and sports action on the big screens. Come in early for happy hour and stay for live music Tuesday through Saturday with no cover. Rick and Moe's is still your favorite bar for pool, darts, and video games. Celebrate with your friends at the all-new non-smoking Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive.
Mo knows.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. Did you know the current national average turn time to close on a mortgage is 48 business days? But not at Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, our average close time is 16 business days. That's a month faster than the rest. How do we do it? With over 60 years of combined experience in the industry, our team knows mortgages. Our years of experience yield a better experience for our customers. Folks, time is money. Whether you're looking to buy or refi, don't waste time with another mortgage company, bank, or credit union. We close on time, every time. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our fast turn time is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Restaurants come and go. They open to big fanfare, but if they can't deliver, they're gone. Poof. For 25 years and going strong, Sinclair's has been offering a truly exceptional dining experience for you from the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Roads. Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner. Want to eat lighter? Check out Sinclair's many satisfying salads for both lunch and dinner. Sinclair's, now offering takeout and curbside service too. Sinclair's, where there's live music every Wednesday through Saturday. And Sinclair's is now totally non-smoke.
I'm Johnny Sullivan, and I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. At the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant.
Sinclair's is hiring, offering competitive pay to host, hostesses, servers, and experienced cooks. Apply in person weekdays between 1 and 2 and 4 and 6.
Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, 25 years and going strong.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health. Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been enjoying some really nice weather here these last couple of days. Tonight, mostly clear, pleasantly cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 64. Now, tomorrow, Sunday, is a warmer day with a high around 91, but there is a slight chance you might encounter an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. They will be very widely scattered as the next front approaches. Then some really nice air on Monday. High temperature in the middle 80s, low humidity, and nights in the upper 50s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome to the program. Got a full bank of calls. Let's start with Taylor. Hey, Taylor.
Hey, Terry.
How are you?
How's it going?
Go ahead.
I'm all right. I'm kind of low profile. I'm out here checking the weather, wink, wink.
Always a good idea. Keep a low profile.
Yeah. I've been humbled by a resurgence of what's, dragging my skin. My scalp mostly. But, however, I want to give you some good news and maybe give you a tip of what may alleviate, skin irritation.
Uh-huh.
It's a serious topical steroid. It's called probetasol.
DNA. Never heard
and,
of that.
It has reduced the inflammation dramatically.
Cool.
On my scalp.
Good. That's good.
There's no infection. I really feel like it's something that has come from out of the sky.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's nanotech. It's a bioweapon.
Secondly, I really don't have a whole lot tonight, Terry, but I want to talk about the Queen shortly here. Another Queen passed. I don't want to be disrespectful, but, have you ever seen the footage of the naked man that tied the sheets out of Buckingham Palace? Climb out.
Yes, I have.
That, pound for pound, that's one of the most disturbing things I've ever seen in my life.
Yep, and we never got a clear explanation. Imagine that.
Just imagine. That's things of movies and TV.
Mm-hmm.
But to do that is a serious sign of desperation.
Yeah.
To save your life.
Yep. Yep. He knew what was going to happen to him.
And if you ever look at some of the Queen looks very innocent sometimes, but if you ever look at the whole family when they smile.
Oh God!
They almost look like they have yellow teeth, and they're snarling.
Uh huh. Yeah. Good, well said. They are snarling, aren't they?
I don't know. They're just.
They're evil, man. Just call it for what it is. They're evil.
It's hard. What I'm trying to get at, Terry, is that I'm having a hard time celebrating her life.
Same here. And I'm glad she's dead.
You know, and she probably drank plenty of blood. Our infusions to live that long and look that good.
You got that right.
I really didn't have any bullet points put down on paper tonight. But I would advise you to get that steroid cream.
Okay.
And I think it would if you have problems like I do. Mm-hmm. I mean, because I don't know because I'm not you.
Sure.
But what I deal with, this is helping me. The steroid cream.
I'll give it a shot, man. Thank you for the heads up.
You got it.
All right. Thanks, Taylor.
All right. You got it, man.
Take care.
Good night.
See you. Is this Sam from Pike County?
Yes, it is, Mr.
Hey,
Adam.
Sam, Harry, don't call me that. How you doing, buddy?
Brother, I'm doing very well now.
Good.
Tuesday, this doesn't mean anything to anybody, but I'll probably get a professional surgeon to cut on me a little bit Tuesday, but I'm having a little infection problem, and it's not wanting to cooperate. But it's little stuff, and we're going to get it behind us. So
okay.
Yeah, man, left toe. The bacteria, the doctor told me bacteria hides behind the nail. It says base of the nail, but...
Yeah, that's right. You're right. That's exactly what it does.
Yeah, so I've got my mind right. I'm ready. Let's just cut me, man. Cut me. Yeah, suck that damn nasty blood out. Hey, Terry. Brother, I enjoy the show and whatnot, and this has been a solid one about the... Okay, there's all kind of troubles in the world and whatnot. But when you go to the next level, the genetic enhancement and the human being and whatnot, I believe that's really where the truth lives. All right, let me start up. First off, shout out to Frank. 20 years, 30 years ago, I have, even me here... Long ago, I have seen the satellite photos of the Great Oil Reservoir. Anyone can see it. I'm sure it's still there on the internet. The Great Oil Reservoir that is right off the Mediterranean coast, right there off Israel. And then the Palestinians, those little people that are there. Listen, somebody could be Egypt, could be the Russians, Mog, could be Israel itself. Somebody at some point is going to want to come in there, and they're not going to want anybody to have any rights to it but themselves.
Sure.
And they're going to wipe them out. And that's the way the world works.
That's exactly right.
Yes, sir. But I'm not kidding. There's an oil reservoir right there off the coast that's as large as anything you'd find in Saudi Arabia. Anyone can see it.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, I'm listening to the news, and I'm hearing that... Russia, oh dear sweet Putin, a bunch of his people are trying to get out of town.
Yeah,
and hold on.
Okay.
Russia's made up it's like America. There's not just one set of type of people. There's many.
Ocean.
And there's a whole crowd that's running to Istanbul. Some of his
Istanbul.
Yes, his Islamic, his that crowd.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, it makes sense. Terry, okay. I don't know if you've seen it or heard it, but American weapons are grinding up. There's a terrible list of stuff. Yeah, we've sent money, but we've also sent some of our finest ordnance.
Yeah.
There's a whole long list, and I've seen it, of terrible weapons that we've sent to Ukraine. And
to kill Russians, yeah.
We're killing a lot of people.
And they're not happy about it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, everyone knows about it. And then why would you want to go and be part of that and be ground up?
Exactly.
So the Great Exodus has started, and that's wars and rumors of wars.
I know it. Hate it.
I know. But
it is what it is.
Yes, sir. I've got a whole terrible thing I'm working up about how this could be the... If someone was serious, how we could solve our border crisis right now.
Oh, yeah. We can solve all our problems right now. They don't want to.
Well, we could start sending our... anyone we catch, we start sending them over to Ukraine.
To fight.
To have their paperwork done. I'm not saying fight in the war, but yeah, we set up some camps. This is part of my military experience. I'm experienced at setting up camps.
I believe you.
Yes, and we get them. And they're not there as soldiers.
Yeah,
they're there
cool.
as detainees. So we get them some nice. Yeah. You remember the Holocaust, the black and white uniform?
Yes.
No, we get them like green and brown or green and white. Something
stripes.
Like that.
Nice. Got to be stripes.
Yes, sir. You read my mind. And 30, 40, 50,000. Well, you know, Putin is talking about he's threatening to use nuclear weapons.
Yes, tactical.
Well,
tactical.
How could he not
exactly.
get a target like that?
Yeah,
50,000 that we're planning to use as a war. You know, they're going to be assimilated into the Ukrainian workforce around there to facilitate the war.
Sure.
And the truth is, the military. All right, here we go. Military commonly has used over the years people as bait,
absolutely.
And we all want Putin. To pop a nuke, and so the world can come down on him in a most terrible way. So there you go. You've got a bunch of brown stripers, is what I call them. The brown stripers.
I like that.
Yes, 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 yes. The brown stripers and a camp. And how could he resist that? 50,000 people. Right? Yeah,
that, it would be tempting, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be very tempting. And he'll hit them and draw the wrath of the world.
Of course.
And plus, that information will immediately feed back. Here to the U.S. that, hey, anybody we round up, you're going to Ukraine.
Yeah, and they would stop coming.
Well, and people say, well, Sam, you know, that's Ukrainian territory. Well, you know, the paperwork, we say that the paperwork is going to be handled through the U.S. Embassy.
There you go.
And we set up the camp a few miles out of town. Listen, bureaucrats... And I know, okay, I'm having some fun with this, but is that rotten?
It is.
Would anybody say this couldn't happen?
No.
Right now?
Are you kidding? Nothing. There's nothing off the table right now.
That's right. If Biden and his crowd said, okay, look, the whole immigrant thing, the border is not working for us, it's causing us trouble, you want to stop this right now? Let's start flying them over. And
Here.
All right, man.
Well, thank you, Sam. I like that.
Listen, man. I just wanted to share that. But it's true, though. Listen, the thing about the oil reserve off the coast of Israel and the Mediterranean, people, please check that out. You'll see it for yourselves, and then you'll know why the Palestinians are there and what the fuss is about.
Fair enough.
It's a king's riches.
There you go.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Sam. Take care, buddy. James Mann, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, guy.
Thanks for holding, man.
Did we run through a break?
Who cares?
Okay.
We got another one. I got several in my pocket. It's okay.
All right. Excuse me, Sam. I had a train of thought. Now, I'm not even sure I got a rail.
I know. That's Sam. He's a trip.
Talking about our listening DNA. Two rails, the double helix, et cetera, et
yes,
cetera.
Yes, sir, the old double helix.
Okay.
No, double helix.
Watson and Crick.
Yeah.
For those who recall those Nobel Prize winning characters.
The Nobels.
No insurance, by the way.
What?
I'm not sure why, but that's what I was told. No insurance.
Oh, okay. I got you. That's crazy. I don't understand that. That's not like him at all.
As a matter of fact, according to her, it's exactly like him, but he's not here to defend himself.
That's true. Well, it's a lot easy to make. It's easy to make sport of people when they ain't around to defend themselves.
Correct. And that's, I mean, I'm not suggesting that that's what she was doing.
Oh, me either.
Okay. Now, we're listening to that lady, and I know you called her name, but it escapes
me. Sophia Smallstorm.
Okay.
Which is an interesting name, but anyway.
I'm not sure why this didn't occur to me before, but when you're describing fibers,
uh-huh.
I'm sure the term filament came in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then what she was describing, in my mind, what clicked in my head was, hypha and the cross bridges and the filaments of fungi.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
And later on, she went on to say micota.
Yes.
Well, when she was talking about the various divisions, she was speaking to larger, she used two words. One of them was eukarya and archaea, I believe, right, were the two words she used.
I think that's right.
Well, you break those down into smaller kingdoms,
mm-hmm,
all right, of which fungi is one of the kingdoms. Now, when you go down another step in your classification categories,
mm-hmm,
fungi is broken down into divisions rather than phylum, like plants and, well, actually animals are in phyla or phylum,
okay,
and plants and fungi, those people use division for their next category.
Okay,
so when she says micota, there's actually a whole, in other words, there's like, I'm not sure, I believe it's like four or five. It's, mm-hmm, been some time since I taught this material. But you got different levels of fungi in various, like, brachiomycota, ascomycota, et cetera, et cetera. But when she's talking about micota, in my finite understanding of what she's talking about a larger group that makes up all of fungi.
Okay.
So we're not breaking that down into small enough morsels for me to digest.
I understand.
Okay. All right. Now your wheat, or she was talking about, or whoever it was talking about tricking out the wheat.
Hmm.
In other words, removing a DNA segment.
Okay.
So that the wheat is now able to grow, or wheat or oats or whatever grain we're talking about, it's able to grow in a toxic environment.
Okay.
Okay, why would you have that in the first place? Why did the good Lord create wheat or any other grain?
Food.
But why would you shut it down if it was in a toxic habitat, if there was too much, whatever, aluminum or barium or strontium in the soil? Why would you shut that down?
I don't know where you're going.
Well, it's because you don't want people to eat it.
Oh, yeah, because it's tainted. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
So if they trick it out and fix it so you then can eat it, what is their purpose?
To get you infested with whatever's in it.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Okay. I know I'm bouncing around over here, but...
Yeah, that's what I do.
Unlike some people, I do have a list. Or I'm trying to put my train back on the track.
Good luck.
Well, thanks, guys.
Well, no, man. I struggle with that. So that's what I'm saying. It's not you. It's me.
I'm trying to read my dadgum list, brother. And I know you can't help me with that.
No, I can't see it way over here.
It's black and white, and it's written in pencil.
Well, I'm going to send you the a link to the video so you can see it, since that is your background.
Please.
I'd love for you to watch it.
Okay, the last thing I got, brother.
Sure.
This digital craziness. In other words, the number two guy, and then Klaus Schwab himself,
yeah,
talking about hacking human beings.
Yes.
Digital. All right. This craziness is going on all around us, Terry.
I know. How do we stop it?
I don't know that we do, but here's one thing we can do. And this is going to maybe cut down on your audience, or maybe you want to do this from the racetrack. Because I'm pretty sure that even though you can't go see a high school football game without some sort of digital scan this day and time,
right,
which actually costs you an additional dollar.
Yeah, that whole thing's just crazy.
That, you know what they call that fee?
No.
I talked to a friend of mine. She said it's called a convenience fee.
How convenient.
Yeah, charge you $9 instead of $8.
Not very convenient to me.
Exactly. That goes back to the backwards language.
It really does.
But the car race, next Saturday night, they open the gates at 5, qualifying at 6.
What car race is this?
This is Montgomery Speedway.
Oh, okay. Yeah, round track.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm almost positive it's the last race of the year, but I may be wrong. this October 1st, and I'm pretty sure you can walk up and pay cash.
Yeah, I would like to think. They better be that way.
Yeah, well, you know, some of us rednecks don't have cell phones.
True. Well, some of us rednecks don't have cash.
That would be a problem.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it?
Terry, I appreciate your time, brother.
Thanks, James. Is that it?
Yeah, I mean, unless you want to talk about the fact that I hadn't seen, and I should just shut my mouth right here, but I've yet to see any basketball or Volkswagen-sized meteorites to fall.
Oh, don't conjure. No conjuring. I should have.
You should have let me go, right?
I know. Well, I'm going to let you go now. No
all
conjuring.
Right.
It's
all
against
right,
the rules.
Bye.
Bye. And I'm late for break. Probably late for two by the time this one gets done. So, anyway, it is what it is.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cole Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Y'all, it's fall here at Mama's Produce, and we've got the biggest selection of pumpkins you'll find around. They are gorgeous this year. We have heirloom pumpkins. We have white pumpkins, Cinderella pumpkins, pumpkins for stacking. We've got gourds of all sizes. We also have your mums, your corn stalks, as well as the corn ears that you can decorate with. So come on down and see us at Mama's Produce, 1154 South Memorial Drive, adjacent to Prattville Farm Center.
Thinking about new flooring for your home or business? Since 1969, Georgia Floors Direct has guaranteed the lowest prices on the River Region's largest inventory of all types of flooring. Call or visit GFD today. Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
Brubaker Motors wishes you safe travels out there. Stay safe and remember to buckle up. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Wow, that timed out where I have exactly 1 minute before I have to hit the big break at the bottom of the hour. 272-9228 is our number here. I really don't have time to entertain calls, so if you want to call, please wait about 6 minutes, and then you can call, and I'll give you all the time that you could possibly ever need. I played the videos, and I really haven't gotten into a lot of the nitty-gritty details that I have for you tonight. And there's a lot of stuff going on out there. A whole bunch of need-to-know versions. I think there were three different need-to-know reports this week. For instance, last Sunday on 60 Minutes, the tapioca bowl of pudding declared that the pandemic is over. But see, he can't do that because if he did, that would mean that the emergency that we've been under would have to go away and the White House would lose a lot of their powers. So they walked it back. Yeah. Now, last week on MSNBC, Democrat U.S. Representative Tim Ryan, who's running for the Senate, told his audience that the way that we fix all of these broken problems, all the problems are coming from the Republicans, so we got to kill and confront the MAGA people. So he's calling for them to kill MAGA people. Gotta hit a break.
Jeff Branca with Chappie's Deli. Mike, listen.
Hi, Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli. Jeff, what is that?
It's the Chappie's Deli Grill. Mike, it tells everyone two things. Number one, we cook on real grills at Chappie's Deli. No better flavor.
With fall and football here, it's time to get that backyard and patio ready to host those tailgates and campfires. Froggy Bottom Materials has just what you need. From refreshing beds and borders with pine straw and mulched and natural stone patios with fire pits and flagstone, Froggy Bottom has it all and is ready to deliver what you need to fulfill your vision. And if you need help, we're here to help. Give us a call, 215-3704. That's 215-3704. Visit FroggyBottomMaterials.com or come see us on Highway 80 East in Pike Road.
I just love watching somebody live the American dream, like my young friend Brian McMahon, who has returned from the Air Force, started his lifelong dream, Turf Stalkers, a mowing and pressure washing service. First of all, thanks to everybody that has called 558-1611 and given him a chance to mow your lawn, to edge and trim, or to do a pressure washing job, because the results have been phenomenal. You know, 5 years in the Air Force, I guess it kind of teaches you to do it right the first time, because they are precision perfect and I think charge a fair rate. If you would like to stop pushing the mower yourself and have somebody do it that will do a great job, reach out to Turf Stalkers at 558-1611 or look them up on Facebook. That's Turf Stalkers and Brian, 558-1611.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn on 31 South Memorial Drive in Prattville, Alabama is here to help you. Danny and the gang wants you to know a lot of people are going through tough times right now. Everything, the inflation, gas prices, you name it, it's all going up. Hey, if you need a loan, it's time to pawn. Stop by Danny and the gang at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. Not only will they offer you more on your pawn merchandise, but at a very low interest rate. That's High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Is your foot pain becoming a hassle? Can't get through a workday without pain? Can't go shopping without limping down the aisles? I'm Dr. Brian Killey, a board-certified podiatrist with specialized training in endoscopic procedures for heel pain and neuromas. Most diagnostic procedures can be performed right in the office, saving you the time and trouble of going from place to place. So don't run around town to fix your feet. Call me at 265-7585 for an appointment. That's 265-7585. Serving Montgomery, Greenville, and surrounding areas for over a decade. Follow us on Facebook or visit us on the web at www.greenvillefootcare.com, where doctors' profiles, directions to the office, hours of operation, and new patient paperwork are all just a click away. You can also find useful information on common foot conditions and services that we provide. I'm Dr. Brian Killey with Greenville Foot Care. Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Let's just cut through the chase. Hey there, folks, this is Dr. Sam for my friends at Independent Glass on Bell Street. I recently wanted to upgrade my shower doors. I knew Independent Glass could do a beautiful job, like telling Jeff and Alice just what I needed. And boy, did it turn out beautiful. Real tempered glass, not plastic. Gorgeous bronze trim around the entire enclosure and at a very reasonable price. And Independent Glass installed everything. My advice, stay away from the big box shower store enclosures and call Independent Glass today.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victoryland.
The new ride plus $50,000 cash giveaway is going on right now at Victoryland Casino and Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Must be 21 or older, must be present to win.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been enjoying some really nice weather here these last couple of days. Tonight, mostly clear, pleasantly cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 64. Now, tomorrow, Sunday, is a warmer day with a high around 91, but there is a slight chance you might encounter an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. They will be very widely scattered as the next front approaches. Then some really nice air on Monday. High temperature in the middle 80s, low humidity, and nights in the upper 50s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, and we want to thank you for voting us Best Credit Union and Mortgage Company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. Providing awesome products and personal service for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. I just told you about Ryan talking about MAGAs need to be killed. You know, in past decades, such a threat would be considered an act of war between the Patriots and those communist malcontents that have managed to circumvent our Constitutional Republic's political protocol. You can bet if the lawmaker were not a Democrat and he'd call for the death of those with a D behind their names, he would already be in prison. Well, you heard about the guy who ran over the young Republican man of color. And as I've told you repeatedly, folks, this is war. The deep state has declared war on anyone who stands against their takeover of our republic. And now that they've managed to capture and control all the machinations of the United Snakes government, including the Justice Department, there seems to be less and less we're able to do about it. So where are the courageous men of days past? Where are they? Where are the preachers? Where are the ones standing up for God? I'd really like to know. An interesting document showed up in Sweden. One of their news agencies revealed it, purportedly from the RAND Corporation, which, of course, is a Department of Defense United States think tank. This document outlines a strategy for, and I quote, weakening Germany and strengthening the United States. It goes on to say there's an urgent need for an influx of resources from outside to maintain the American economy, especially for the banking system. A key objective is to destroy the cooperation between Germany and Russia, which is seen as the greatest economic and political threat to the United States. Their plan was to draw both Russia and Europe into war with a primary goal of destroying the German economy. Now, the Green parties in Europe were manipulated by American strategists and were part of the trap. The benefits of U.S.-based companies having less competition on the world market, logistical advantages in the outflow of capital from Europe, and the U.S. economy would benefit by $7 to $9 trillion. Of course, the RAND Corporation, when contacted, swears, no, that didn't come from us. We don't know what you're talking about. Uh-huh. You know, while there is a chance that it's fake, keep in mind that I've been attacked online from people claiming that the NASA war document, the one I keep begging y'all to go look at, is fake. I just want you to know I've had no less than two former high-ranking, high-ranking officers of the United States Air Force, both now retired, tell me they remember the presentation. So it is real, unless the two officers lied to me, which they're not the type that would do that. Okay, lawsuits have been filed in California, three different ones, against healthcare providers accusing them of using failed Ebola drug remdesivir on patients without obtaining their consent, resulting in the wrongful deaths of several patients. This is going to be interesting to see how that comes out, because that's going to open the door to a whole lot of more stuff. Let's just hope that that's exactly what happens. Let's see. Okay, I just did that one. Here we go. Need to know. Queen Elizabeth, as we all know, died, good riddance, on September 8th, 2022, and her eldest son was named King Charles III. Researchers have long documented his support for the Great Reset, and information about his close friendships and affiliations with pedophiles like Jimmy Savile, who was also accused of murder, former Prime Minister Sir Edward Heath, and Lord Jenner, the president of Board of Deputies for British Jews who was close to the crown. King Charles' mentor and uncle, Lord Mountbatten, was reportedly linked to sexual abuse of children from the Kincora Boys' Home in Belfast and was the subject of a secret FBI dossier. In addition, Prince Andrew settled a sex abuse lawsuit that was filed by Virginia, I guess it's Guffrey, who was under 18 at the time when she had sex with the prince at the behest of Epstein. Of course, she got $16 million to shut up and go away. Well, at least they didn't kill her. This was hours before he was scheduled to be deposed. Now, Andrew's ex-wife, Sarah Ferguson, had a financial relationship with Epstein. You got to wonder what that was about. It's also alarming that the Great Reset was first launched by then-Prince Charles on his Twitter account in June 2020 when he stated that following COVID, as we move from rescue to recovery, therefore, we have a very unique but rapidly shrinking opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves on a more sustainable path. Now, this nut job, royal nut job, has regularly promoted the Great Reset and the WEF's globalist agenda under a cover of philanthropy and altruism. The Great Reset includes a fourth industrial revolution of automation that aims to merge technology and humanity. Let me sum it up for you, folks. Excuse me. Charles is a demented, sick, quote, royal, who, according to close friends and confidants of his former wife, the lovely Diana, is a shape-shifting reptile just like his mother. As a matter of fact, the rulers of Europe were all cousins. So it's possible that Nephilim bloodlines still permeate the crown as well as other ruling families in Europe. Sorry. In tonight's I Don't Think I Can Feel Sorry for Anyone Any Less Than I Do This Putz, I offer you the following. Mark Zuckerberg, CEO of Meta, we know as Facebook, has had his fortune plummet by more than 50% this year. Last year, in 2020, his fortune was valued at $87 billion, with a B. It went up to $142 billion in 2021 when he was the third wealthiest person in the world, but currently it's down to a mere $55 billion. Meta's stock, which is the bulk of his fortune, has lost 60% of its value in the same time frame. Media reports said his company has had stagnant user growth due to stiff competition from rival social platforms like TikTok. Recently, Meta reported the first quarterly revenue decline in its history due to global economic slowdown and a struggling ad sales division. How about that? This is disturbing. Anything can happen in California. And sadly, as California goes, so goes the rest of the U.S. eventually. A new California law will allow human remains to be used as compost beginning in 2027 as an alternative to cremation to fight global change. This process involves placing the body inside a long, reusable steel container along with wood chips and flowers to aerate it, allowing microbes and bacteria to break down the remains. Approximately 1 month later, the remains will fully decompose and be turned into soil. Now, the law fails to address the sale of the resultant soil and are using it to grow food for human consumption. Washington, Colorado, and Oregon have all legalized the process of composting human remains. However, Colorado does not allow the soil to be sold or used to grow food for human consumption. Can you say it with me? Soylent Green. Now, as many of you may have heard on the award-winning Joey Clark show this past week, maybe it was last week, I don't know, I lose track. Journalist Matt Walsh reported that Vanderbilt University in Tennessee got into the gender transition game, which includes hormone drugs and transition surgeries for minor children that permanently disfigure their bodies and cause sterility. They did this because it's financially profitable. University authorities then threatened any staff members who objected and enlisted a gang of trans activists to act as surveillance to force compliance. What a bunch of nice people. What a bunch of really nice people. As we spoke about earlier, the Tapioca Bowl of Pudding issued Executive Order 14081, that's 14081 for those keeping score at home, calling for biotechnology that can, and I quote, predictably program biology in the same way that we write software and program computers. The experimental and dangerous COVID injections were used as an example of how biotech can save lives, yet evidence has arisen that COVID, quote, vaccines are toxic to humans. Gene editing can also be used to program biology in human beings. Biden's executive order calls for biotech to sequester carbon and reduce greenhouse gas emissions, in addition to increasing agricultural yields via GMOs, protecting against plant and animal pests and diseases, and cultivating alternative food sources, which will probably include insects. And to be honest with you, will probably include your recently deceased relatives. Oh, yeah, they're going to cannibalism is not off the menu, folks. No pun intended. Believe me, they're going to push for that. It's coming. Write that down. It is coming. No question. Let's see. I thought I had another one of those here somewhere. Huh. Yeah, we talked about that. Maybe I've covered all of the need to know. 920. Oh, I guess I did. No, here we go. The United States Army is advising soldiers to apply for food stamps. The Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, or SNAP, to deal with soaring inflation at the same time our government has passed funding bills for $54 billion to support the war in Ukraine. Does anybody see a problem with this? The Senate is also working on a bipartisan plan to give $6.5 billion to Taiwan to kick off a world war with China. Isn't that nice of them? Got to hit a break. 3 minutes. I'll be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update. We are almost through three quarters of 2022, and some trends in our market has emerged. First, even though we have fewer than 900 homes on the market for sale in the River region, it now looks like we are heading into a more balanced market. Second, some of the panic buying we were seeing at the beginning of this year has stopped, and instead of 10 or more offers per listing, we are now getting one or two offers per listing, and in many ways, better offers. Third, homebuyers may have a little more time to shop before they buy, which I believe is a good thing, even though it is still limited supply of homes available at one time. Fourth, even though the rate on mortgages has gone up, it's still lower than the average rate over the last 10 years. If the rate goes lower in the future, then refinance and get a better rate. For all the details, call Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or 221-2883.
Be, Joe.
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. For 50 years, Kubota Equipment has been getting the job done right. And for 40 of those years, Capital Tractor has been helping our customers do more for your home, farm, and worksite. Here's to the next 50 years. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. And a very personal friend and friend of the working girl, Nate, is on. Hey, Nate.
Hey, good evening. How are you?
Oh, I'm here, man. How are you?
Good. I've been thinking a lot lately and listening to you talk about the, you know, the Royals and their, them being lizard people, which I believe 100%.
Yeah, I do too, unfortunately.
I think H.G. Wells might have actually had a time machine.
It's possible.
And all the books he wrote that of things that are, you know, pretty much coming true, but in the time machine, you know, you have the Eloy and the Morlock.
That's right. I love that movie, the original.
What if the ruling class are the Morlocks and we are the Eloy?
Fake source.
They are destroying our Earth so that the only suitable food source is to eat us.
Oh my God, that makes perfect sense.
And they don't. They don't look at us as people.
No, we're cattle.
They look at us as chattel. Yeah, or as cattle. Yeah,
you're right.
One or the other.
That's scary.
And that's why they can have sex with little boys and girls. That's why they can just, you know, cast people aside with shitty health care or, excuse me,
No health care. I mean, they have no empathy. They have no sympathy. They lack any remorse. They're almost like they're not human.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, almost like they're not human. How have you been?
Oh, man, I'm aggravated and I'm mad. But other than that, I'm great. I'm tired. I'm tired of people that I don't know and I didn't elect changing my world for the worse. I'm sick of it. I don't know. I'm frustrated, man. I'm very frustrated. I don't feel like my message is getting out. I don't feel like anybody cares. You know, same old, same old.
Well, I'm in a different state listening to your message, so you know it's getting to at least this far east.
Yeah, thank you. But, I appreciate that.
And I tell people all the time things that I hear on your show that, you know, you can digest what the mass media will give you, mm-hmm. or you can stop, sit back, look at it, and you can discern for yourself.
There you go.
What do I really believe?
There you go.
And if you don't put your nose in the good book, then, you know, you're not gonna see the truth.
Well said. I can't argue with that a bit.
But continue having a great show, sir, and I'll keep listening.
Thanks, buddy. Miss you.
Love you.
Love you, too. See ya.
Bye.
Yeah, love that Nate. What a guy. Good guy. Love Nate. I hope everything's going well for him. And I hope his little side business is working out really well. Nate's a very good guy. I am frustrated. I'm very aggravated. I'm frustrated. It's not just me. People that I talk to that are kind of going through the same, I'm talking about Morgellons here, everybody's getting very angry, very upset, very agitated. I mean, I'm dangerously close to the point of just not giving a crap anymore about anything. I'm at the point of just throwing my hands up and going, what's the point in trying to awaken people who obviously don't want to be bothered? They don't want to be awakened. They don't want to know. It kind of goes back to a conversation I had with brother-in-law, and I said, I just want the America that I know, I want it back. And his answer was, you want the America you thought you had back. We've been deceived for so long. And I've said this before, and I mean it. Back in the 70s, I remember reading some very obscure stuff and people opining that there are cures for cancer, but they've been held back. And I laughed at that, and I went, that's the most insane thing. What kind of human being would do that? You're looking at them right now. They're running our country. Those are the type of people that would do that. James Marvin Herndon, Ph.D. from the TransDigm Corporation in San Diego, and a man named Mark Whiteside, who's the medical director of the Florida Department of Health in Monroe County, they've just published a study in Advances in Social Sciences Research Journal titled Collapse of the Earth's Biosphere, a Case of Planetary Treason. These guys state that Earth's life support systems are breaking down, including the stratospheric ozone layer. I've been saying this for years because the heat, you can feel the intensity of the sun that you used to not be able to feel. Now, the ozone protects all higher life on the planet from deadly ultraviolet radiation. Now, they blame geoengineering, which of course is chemtrails, and they report that coal fly ash utilized in tropospheric aerosol geoengineering is the primary cause of stratospheric ozone depletion, not chlorofluorocarbons, as decreed by the Montreal Protocol. They call for an immediate termination of geoengineering to protect the ozone. Good luck with that. Good luck with that, because first off, they're going to lie to you and tell you they're not doing it, even though they've been doing it since the early 90s. And I don't think it's us. I think it's the United Nations program, honestly. I told this story many years ago on this very program. And that would be that one 24-hour period over in England, in the UK, they set out spotters all over. And they all kept track of all the aerosols, all the chemtrails. At the end of that 24-hour period, they added them up. There were like 10 times more trails than there were passenger aircraft that could have made them. What is going on here? What is making these trails? And I've got probably 100 close-up pictures of what are making the trails, and they're not airplanes. They look like airplanes, but it's like it's something else that's cloaked to resemble an airliner. But there's no windows. There's no logos. Some of them are missing an engine. Some of them are missing a wing. Some of them have weird lines through part of the craft, which is obviously not a real airplane. It makes you wonder, what is going on here? What are these things? Are they some kind of high-tech drone? And when you look at an aerosol trail that goes horizon to horizon, do you realize how much stuff it would take to do that? How's that possible? I don't know. I have two apps on my phone that are both free plane finder apps that tell you, you put in your location and it shows you a map and it shows you the aircraft that are in the sky. And you can determine by that aircraft about where it is, which flight it is, and you can tap on it and find out exactly what type of aircraft it is, what altitude it's flying at, where it's headed, where it came from, right? 9 times out of 10, when I see a aerosol craft, it's not on either of those plane finders. Now, as of January 1st of like 7-8 years ago, every commercial aircraft has to ping a transponder code. It has to. It's the law. So what are these craft? They're either military, because they're obviously not civilian. They're not pinging a code. They're either military or they're something else. And I don't know what they are. They're not showing up. What are they? This stuff is so bizarre. You know, if I really wanted to go way out on a limb and go way crazy conspiracy theory guy on you, I would say that they're aliens, they're spaceships, they're cloaking them to look like passenger craft so we won't be wise to them, and they're terraforming the planet for their race of beings, not humanity. But I can't say that. And the reason I can't say that is, of all the stuff I look at under a microscope, the vast majority of it is numbered. There are number sequences on my hairs. There are number sequences on insects. You know, I put a fly on a slide, I don't know, a while back. Matter of fact, I just put the video of it out on YouTube. And I'm looking at this fly, and he's got these mites crawling all over him. And one of these mites, clear as day, has a number 51 on his back. 5-1, clear as day. What is going on here? What it seems like to me is the powers that shouldn't be, the Luciferian psychopaths that are running this joint, that are running this gaming operation, this virtual reality that we call life, they tapped into everything and they're changing it all to better suit them. It has to. Why would aliens need numbers? Why would they need to number things? If they're smart enough to get here, they're a lot smarter than we are, they wouldn't have to do that. These aren't aliens. These are humans for the most part. These are humans that are traitorous to fellow humans or to humanity. It's unreal. I don't know. I'm so frustrated when I see all the, and I do have an overdeveloped sense of fair play. I can't help it. You know, I've told this story many times. When I was a kid and I stuttered and I had a crossed eye and I had to wear glasses and I got picked on, I got beat up every day by the bullies, every day. And I would retreat into myself. And that's where I started drawing and writing, and apparently I'm pretty good at both. Anything with a DR, drinking, drugging, drawing, driving. I don't know why, it's just the way it is. But that, maybe that gave me a different perspective. Maybe that made me have an overdeveloped sense of fair play. Because when I see somebody when I see someone being treated wrong, it really makes me mad. And right now, we the people are being treated very, very illegally, unconstitutionally, and badly. And I don't understand why we don't get together, organize, and do something about it. See, they're worried about this too, which is why they went after the January 6th people so bad and so hard. They're sending a message. If you people dare stand up for what's legally yours, this is what we're going to do to you. Okay. I'm down with that. Somebody's got to do something. And what makes me so mad about this, well, Trump's going to come back and he's going to save everything. Everything's going to be fine. There's going to be this great. No, 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 no. All that does is make people think they don't have to do anything. It's all cool in the gang. Just chill. It's going to be taken care of.